你们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
没睡醒啊。
Have you woken up yet?
醒了没有？
Are you awake?
好像真的没睡醒啊。
Some of you are not awake yet.
我的题目有没有答出来？没有。答出来没有？答出来了。看到吗？有兴趣吗？
Are you interested in this topic?
没有兴趣。
No interest?
当然这个题目不是为了每一个人的。
Of course, this topic is not for everybody.
因为有的人你已经结婚了，大概你感觉这个题目跟你一点关系都没有。
Because some of you are married and you probably think that it has nothing to do with you.
我记得过去这里过了一段时候，有不同的弟兄们就讲这个题目。
I remember that in the past, several brothers shared on this topic.
就好像好久好久都没有讲过了。
And it's been a long time since.
其实这个题目不应该我站在这里，你们坐在底下听的。
But truly, this topic shouldn't be shared on the pulpit.
因为这个题目我应该坐下来，你们围着我，我来跟你们谈比较好。
Because I should sit among you and we'll chat about it together.
但是呢，没有办法，我很难得这样的机会，所以今天早上就把这个题目摆在你们的跟前。
But since I'm given this opportunity, so I have to place this topic before you again.
我没有新的东西。
I don't have anything new to offer.
所以你们大概你都听过我要讲的。
So I believe that you have heard what I want to say already.
通常在早堂我很少用这个 PowerPoint.
Usually I don't use the PowerPoint in the first message.
但是呢，我想为了帮助有在座年轻的比较容易记得，我花了点心思。
But to help you remember my points, I spent some time with this.
所以呢，我用这个 PowerPoint 把它打出来，你们比较容易能够知道。
So I have this PowerPoint behind my back.
那中文很简单，两个字，择配。
In Chinese, it's finding a mate, but it comes in two words only.
我们看两个地方的圣经。
Let's read two passages.
我们先看创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章，我们看十八节，十八节十九两节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 19.
这里是我打错了，应该十八十九节哈。
18 to
19. 耶和华神说，男人独居不好，我要为他做一个配偶帮助他。耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中的飞鸟都带到男人面前，看他叫什么，男人怎么叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he should call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was his name.
我们再看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
耶和华神就用男人身上所取的肋骨做了一个女人，临到男人跟前。
Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
我们再看，还是在创世纪二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
我们其实可能的话，应该把整章都看一次。
If time permits, we ought to read the whole chapter.
不过我今天早上省时间，我只选了一点。
But to save time, we'll only go through a short section.
我们从第十节一直看到第二十七节。
Let's read from verse 4 to
27. 这是一个故事。
It's a story.
我们请我姊妹读好吗？
Verse 10. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, Please let down your pitcher, that I may drink. And she says, Drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it happened before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin, no man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please, let me drink a little water from your pitcher." So she said, "Drink, my lord." Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking." Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, went back to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was, when the camel had finished drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets for her wrists, weighing 10 shekels of gold, and said, "Whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge?" Then she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor." Okay. "Moreover," she said to him, "we have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge." Then the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." Let us read verse 63.
天将晚,以撒出来在田间默想,举目一看见,来了那些骆驼,利百加举目看见以撒,就急忙下了骆驼。
Verse 63, "And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel."
这里这个故事我想你们都很熟吗?
I trust that most of you are very familiar with this story.
知道这个故事吗?
Do you know this story?
知道不知道? 从没有反应。
Do you or do you not?
知道哈? 你知道我是在主面前要给你们讲这个题目的时候,
So when I was before the Lord regarding this topic,
我想帮助你们能够记得清楚,
I want to help you remember this clearly.
所以我就嚼了四个的英文字,
So I found 4 English letters.
我一到会讲的时候你就会知道了,
So when I speak, you'll recognize them.
但是弟兄姊妹啊,
But brothers and sisters,
我心里头有一个的感觉,
I have this feeling inside.
我可以把它讲出来,
I can share.
你可以都听明白,
and you guys can understand.
你可以明白到一个地步,
you can understand to such a degree that you can share.
但不保证你能够走得对,
but it cannot guarantee that you can walk the walk.
这个题目最麻烦就是这样,
this is the problem with this topic.
我还有个事情我永远不会忘记的,
there is this incident that I will never forget.
我认识一个姊妹,
I know the sister.
她很爱主,
she loved the Lord.
她常常跟其他她身边的姊妹们说,
she always shared among the sisters,
也跟一些比她年轻的姊妹们说,
and she shared among the sisters much younger than her.
她说我们在这感情这个事情上,
in terms of love,
我们要很小心,
we have to be very careful.
我们对那些不信主的人,
toward the unbelievers,
我们绝对不能够跟她交往,
we cannot be with them.
然后我在听啊,
when I heard it,
我不能讲话,
I was silent.
为什么? 因为我是个弟兄,
because I'm a brother,
因为她是个姊妹,
and she's a sister.
然后我就听,
so I heard it all.
然后有一次,
and one day,
她去旅行,
she went on a trip.
她在旅行的时候就碰到一个男孩子,
and she met this man during that trip.
这个男孩子不信主的,
and he's an unbeliever.
然后在那个旅游里头, 他跟这个男孩子就很谈得来,
and during the trip, the two of them really bonded.
然后他就感觉说, 我要嫁给他,
and she felt, oh, I must marry him.
但是啊, 你知道这个东西一拿到我们中间来一说,
那个反应是什么，你们就明白了。
And you'll know what the reaction is like in the church.
然后我们很多人就劝他了。
So all of us beseeched her.
那所有劝他的话都是他过去讲过的。
And we said the same thing that she spoke herself in the past.
结果怎么样？
And what happened?
她 nervous breakdown.
She had a nervous breakdown.
她结果就倒下来，一直哭没有停。
And she collapsed and she wept.
我们吓坏了。
And it shocked us.
我们很担心她。
And we worried for her.
那弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
我为什么把这个我难忘的故事告诉你？
Why am I sharing this story with you?
我要告诉你一个事实。
I want to tell you this one truth.
你今天早晨听完我讲所有的话。
After you heard everything I said this morning,
这是主给我们的一个保护。
This is a protection that God gave us.
是主给我们的一个提醒。
It's an admonition that the Lord gave us.
但不保证我们真的能够活在这中实际的里头。
But it's no guarantee that we can walk this walk.
我们必须真的谦卑的把自己放在主的手里头。
We should humble ourselves and place ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
第一点我要说的。
The first point that I want to share.
这很简单 ，Christ.
It's very simple. It's Christ.
有没有看到那个有个戏？你应该在那个看到了哈。
Do you see the C in red?
那个是你们应该记住的字母，那比较容易一些。
That's the letter that you should remember.
我们读到创世纪里头有一句话很特别。
When you read Genesis, there's a very special phrase.
英文圣经跟中文圣经都是这样说，起初神做很多的事情。
Genesis begins with in the beginning, and God did many things afterwards.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这本圣经告诉我们说，一切的事情的开始是神的自己。
This book that we have our hands tells us that God is the one who starts everything.
我亲爱的年轻人
，My dear brothers and sisters,
记住这句话。
Remember this.
你一生里头有很多事情是你自己来 initiate 的，你自己来发起的。
There's a lot of things that you start your own self in your life.
有吗？
Isn't it so?
有很多事情你自己想都不想，你自己就发起去做这个事情了。
A lot of times you don't even think about it and you did something.
你知道你自己发起的事情，你自己负责任。
You know what you initiate, you are fully held responsible for.
但是如果这个事情是神发起的
，But if God initiated that.
那他来负责任。
Then he would be responsible for.
有一个神大用的仆人，我们不知道年轻人你有没有知道，他叫 A.W. Tozer.
There's this great man of God called Tozer.
他讲了一句话。
He said this one sentence.
他说：“如果我真的相信《创世纪》一章一节这句话，在起初神做一切的话。”
If I truly believe the phrase "In the beginning, God."
那我一生都没有问题。
Then I would have no problems in my life.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
为什么我们要找一个人陪陪我啊
Why are you looking for someone to be with you?
为什么我要找一个配偶啊
Why are you looking for a mate?
我有需要啊
Because I have needs.
对吗
Isn't it so?
我要有一个男朋友
I want a boyfriend.
我要个女朋友
I want a girlfriend.
这是我要的
Because that's what I want.
那没有不对的
There's nothing wrong with that.
但是有一个重点我要说
But there's this one important point.
你的在找的时候，你的重要的思想是说，你是单纯为了你自己，还是说只是为了主
？But when you're looking for a mate, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for the Lord?
这是一个很大的问题。
This is a huge question.
如果只为了满足你自己
，If you're there to satisfy yourself,
那你的解决就不一样。
Then your choices would be different.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我们男孩子坐起来讲话很容易讲到女孩子。
When we talk amidst ourselves, we talk about girls.
然后我不知道你们女孩子坐下来会不会谈到男孩子，这我就不知道。
I wouldn't know if girls get together, would they talk about boys?
那我记得我念大学的时候，我们几个男孩子坐在这里。
I remember when I was still in university, a bunch of us boys were just talking.
我就说将来你的老婆要怎么样
Oh, you know, what would your wife look like?
我其中一个同学就说了
And one of my buddies said,
他说他有几个条件的
Oh, I have a list.
他能够烧饭
She must cook.
他会洗衣服
She must do laundry.
我想，其实是不是一个工人做的吗？
I thought about it and I said, isn't that a maid?
那你找个工人就搞定了，你找个老婆干什么？
Then you should hire a servant. You don't need a wife.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
到底你为什么要找一个的配偶？
Why are you looking for a maid?
你要想一想看。
Think about it.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
有的时候有的东西好像很简单。
There are very simple things.
但是很简单的东西其实有的时候我们会忘记的。
But we often forget the very simple things.
为什么你要找一个配偶？
Why are you looking for a mate?
你找的时候到底谁为你开始？
Who is initiating the search?
你要把这个想清楚啊。
Think about it.
我讲的多一些，我不知道够不够时间，不够时间就算了，没关系。
Now let me go into detail.
你到一个公司里头，
If you walk into a company,
一个大的公司，
This huge company,
你会在他不知道什么地方会挂一个牌子，
Would you put up a sign just anywhere?
上头，这个我中文就不行了，他上头说 mission statement,
There would be a mission statement on that plaque.
他就会告诉你说，
And it would tell you,
我这家公司干什么的，
ThisCompany's function and mission.
我家中公司成立在这里，我是要做什么事情？
The purpose of this company.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们传福音的时候，我们跟朋友们怎么说？
What do we say during our gospel meetings?
我会跟他说，神做你啊，有一个旨意的。
We tell them God made you for a purpose.
你不要以为神随便把你放在地上。
Don't think that God just placed you here wishy-washy.
神把你放在地上，神有个特别的旨意是为你而有的。
God has a very special plan and purpose in your life.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天听完我讲，回去拿个笔，拿张纸出来。
After you heard this, go home, take a pen and paper.
写下你自己的mission statement.
Write down your own mission statement.
你知道，如果你能够把这个写下来，你才知道你要找个什么样的配偶。
After you write that down, then you can discern what type of mate you're looking for.
哎呀，你不能说我在地上过生活，人家怎么过我就怎么过了。
I'm just living my life just like the rest of us.
让他追求这个，我要追求这个。
Everyone's going after that, and I'll just follow them.
他要做这个事情，我要做那个事情。
Oh, she's doing that, so I'll do what she does.
哎呀，你知道，我们年轻的时候发觉日子很多。
When you're young, you think you have a lot of time.
所以你发觉我时间花不完。
You think that your time is, there's so much time ahead of you.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我给你这个挑战。
Let me present to you a challenge.
回去。
Go home.
好好坐下来。
Sit down.
你不用给我看。
You don't need to show me.
你自己看。
Just between yourself.
你说我自己人生里头我的任务是什么？
What's your mission statement, your purpose in life?
你知道这很重要的。
This is very important.
因为这会影响我们很多的决定。
Because it'll affect many of your decisions.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果你发觉，
if you discover,
神在这一切的事情上，他是为你预备一个配偶，
that God is preparing a mate for you,
他是有个旨意要成全在你身上，
that God has a plan and purpose in your life,
如果你写的那个 statement,
if you write down that statement,
是把神放在你的 statement 的里头，
if you put God in your statement,
如果神是在你那个句子里头是个很重要的地位，
if God is a very important element in that statement,
我要跟你说，
let me tell you,
那你的另外一半就要让神来为你预备，
then you need God to put that other half into your life.
所以这是我第一个给你们的建议。
So that's my first suggestion for you.
我们都会有很多的很难哦，弟兄姊妹，我知道是不容易。
I know that this is difficult.
我们男孩子喜欢漂亮的女孩子。
Because boys love beautiful girls.
待会我再讲哦。
But I have to tell you.
那女孩子呢，也喜欢漂亮的男孩子，有没有？
And of course, girls like attractive boys.
这是很自然的嘛。
It's natural.
但是
but.
当你找很漂亮的人的时候，
when you find attractive people,
你知道有些人在你生命里头给你的影响不一样。
You know that there are some influences that people can have in your life.
年轻人，
brothers and sisters,
听清楚我讲的话。
Listen carefully.
有人跟我说，我跟他结婚是我们两个人的事情。
Someone once told me, I married that person and it's just between us.
没有的。
No such thing.
从来没有这样的事情。
No such thing.
记住我的话。
Remember.
在你生命里头。
In your life.
每一个你的选择。
Every one of your decisions.
听好话。
Listen to this.
It comes with a package. 一套来的。
It comes with a package.
记住我讲。你不要以为说我这个选择只是我自己一个人的决定。
Don't say, this is my decision and it would only affect me.
我跟这个人在一起只是我们两个人的决定。
I choose that person and it's just between us.
不。
No such thing.
当你这样做的时候，在你周围就有影响。
Because after you make that decision, everyone would be affected around you.
然后有很多东西就是跟着你这个决定而一直走来的。
And a lot of loose strings would be attached to that decision.
我记得我小时候主任学的老师。
I remember my Sunday school teacher.
你们不认识他，所以我可以讲他的故事。
You guys don't know her, so I can tell you her story.
我小的时候我很喜欢她。
I loved her.
我感觉她又漂亮。
She is gorgeous.
然后她讲主任学的故事又好听。
And she tells these beautiful stories.
那我坐在底下，我那时候很小嘛，我就看着她，哎呦，我真喜欢的不得了。
I was young, so I looked at her and I adored her.
但是
But
后来她嫁了给一个不信的人。
She married an unbeliever.
然后她就不见了。
And she disappeared.
在我小小的心灵里头，我以为说她永远不会改变的。
In my heart, I thought, oh, she would never change.
我想她是一个很好的榜样。
She is a fine example.
但是
But
后来我再也没有看到她。
I never saw her again.
后来过了好多年。
And after many, many years,
我有一次我再看到她。
I met her again.
我发觉她不再漂亮。
I discovered that she is no longer beautiful.
那当然，这个过了那么多年，我即使白头发那也那么多了，当然外表不漂亮是必然的。
And of course it's natural because I have gray hairs now.
但是我发觉一个事情。
But I discovered something else.
她整个脸都是忧郁的表情。
She has such a sorrowful countenance.
以前她每次跟我们讲故事的都是笑眯眯的。
When she told stories to us, she was smiling all the time.
我还记得她怎么笑着来跟我们讲主日学的故事。
I still remember the story she told to us in joy.
那现在我再看到她。
But when I saw her again,
不是在这个表情了。
Her face looked different.
她变成很苦的一个样子。
I saw bitterness in her face.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你要知道吗？
You have to know this.
你一个的选择，
your decision,
不单影响你自己，
it would not affect you alone.
不是影响你要选择的那个人，
it would not affect your mate only.
中文我找不到一个字来，只是一套的来。
It really comes in a package.
很多东西一起来的。
Everything comes together.
我要赶快讲第二个。
Let me move to point two.
如果是神为你预备的，
if it's someone that God has truly prepared for you,
神一定要把最好的给你。
The Lord would give you the very best.
那是什么？
What is that?
他一定要给你找一个人跟你相配，是跟你同样有一个生命的。
He would be comparable to you, and he would share the same life as you do.
所以，亲爱的孩子们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
你要找一个信主的。
You have to find a believer.
在那个哥林多后书六章十四节怎么说？
In 2 Corinthians 6:14,
他说信跟不信的不能够走在一起。
It says that be not yoked with unbelievers.
那当然，如果要讲，有很多话可以讲的。
And of course, it encompasses many things.
但我把这个先放在这个你们的中面前。
But I want to put this verse before you.
你千万不要以为。
Don't think.
我可以传福音给他。
I can convert that person.
这是行不通的。
Doesn't work that way.
我很难得看到有一个人跟不信的人在一起，然后能够改变他。
it's not a common thing for someone to convert someone after you're in a relationship.
不是说没有,
it can happen.
但你不要以为这是一定要发生的事情。
But it will not definitely happen.
我要告诉你,
Let me tell you.
如果你找到跟你生命不同的人,
if you find someone who has a different life than you did,
你以为说我有一个美满的婚姻,
if you want a complete marriage,
你又以为说以后我跟他在一起就很欢喜很快乐,
and I will be very happy with that person,
早晚你就发觉不,
one day you'll discover,
你所有的梦发觉都不太对,
when you wake up from that dream of yours,
你发觉只有跟你同样走在生命的路上的人才可以陪你走人生一条完全的路。
You'll discover that someone who shares the same life with you can give you that dream.
我只讲到这里。
Let me stop here.
如果你认为我讲得不清楚,
if you don't think that I've shared clearly,
如果你还有问题,
if you still have questions,
我欢迎你到我面前, 你来找我, 我跟你谈, 好吗?
Come to me one on one and we'll talk.
第二件,
secondly,
纯洁,
purity.
平常我们不用讲这个题目,
normally we don't discuss this,
但今天对着北美这些孩子们, 我必须要讲这个题目,
but to you in North America, I have to touch on this.
刚才我们读创世纪,
we read Genesis.
那里怎么描写利百加?
It described Rebecca.
在创世纪24章,
in chapter 24,
16节,
verse 16,
他说那女子容貌极其俊美, 还是处女, 也没有, 也未曾有人亲近她。
Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin, no man had known her.
圣经很直接的,
you see, the Bible is very detailed.
圣经很清楚地把这句话放在这里。
The Bible was very clear in putting this verse in there.
他说利百加是个漂亮的女孩。
Here it says Rebecca was a very beautiful young woman.
还是处女。
A virgin.
你知道在希伯来文这个virgin这个字,
you know that in the original Hebrew, this word virgin,
不一定是说她是真正没有跟男孩接触过的那个virgin。
It doesn't necessarily mean that she is a virgin in body.
Yeah. 她有时候希伯来文也会用这个字。
It also refers to any young woman in Hebrew.
所以圣灵在这里要再说明一句。
So here the Holy Spirit is trying to say something.
她说从来没有人亲近过她。
There's a second emphasis that says no man had known her.
是什么?
So what does that mean?
她是一个不单是一个年轻的女孩子,
so she's a young woman.
对她来说是真正的是没有人接触过的一个virgin.
So she's a true virgin and she is chaste.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天北美实在是可怕。
In North America, it's really scary.
我不能说北美，我要说这个世界实在太可怕。And
the world itself in general is scary.
我在讲台上有很多话不能讲的。There
are a lot of things I cannot say on the pulpit.
我认为在这里我应该讲话小心一点。And
I have to be very careful.
但如果有机会，我坐下来，我给你们说。But
if we were to sit down together, I have to tell you.
我要告诉你说，今天不管在台湾、在中国大陆、在香港、在美国、在世界每一个地方。 都是何等的可怕。
I have to tell you that no matter where you are in Taiwan, China, or North America, it's very scary.
我今天女孩子们不看重她们的身体。
Today, women don't cherish their bodies.
我当然弟兄们，你们也不注重你们的身体。
And the same goes with the men.
保罗在提摩太前书，不是那个哥林多前书一章，就前书六章十九节怎么说？
What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 6:19?
他们你要知道你的身子是圣灵的殿。
Knowing this, that your body is a temple of God.
神要住在你的里头。
God abides in you.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你的身体是神要居住的所在。
Your body is a holy temple of the Holy Spirit.
我不管你怎么去理解这句话。
I don't care how you interpret this phrase.
你要知道神要住在你里面。
But you have to know that God dwells in you.
你不是应该很干净吗？
Are you clean?
如果今天我要到你家里头住几天,
If I were to live with you for several days,
你会不会看看到底你房间里头有什么书不应该给我看见的, 你把它丢掉?
Will you hide some books that you won't want me to see?
我不知道你有什么书。
I don't know what books you have.
但如果你想, 哎呀, 玻璃松来我房间住了, 有的书我不能给他看见。
If you say that, oh, there are some things that he cannot see that's in my room.
有什么东西是不能给神看的?
Are there things that you don't want God to see in your room?
你的身体应该是一个干干净净的身体。
Your body should be a clean, holy temple.
我亲爱的年轻人啊,
My dear brothers and sisters,
你要搞清楚啊,
you have to work this out.
今天这个世界告诉你什么?
What does this world tell you?
你要快乐就可以了。
Pursue your pleasure.
你要享受你所有的快乐就够了。
Do whatever you want to do.
不要管将来。
Forget about the future.
不要管明天,
Forget about tomorrow.
你今天高高兴兴就够了,
as long as you're happy today, that's fine.
我要告诉你,
Let me tell you.
要把你推到一个最痛苦的里面去,
your decisions would corner you to a miserable corner.
有的事情做了以后, 你永远走不回来。
There are many decisions that are irreversible.
我弟兄姊妹啊,
brothers and sisters,
你知道当神跟摩西怎么说?
What did God say to Moses?
他说你要做这个会幕。
You have to build this tabernacle.
你要这样做, 那样做, 那样做。
You have to do this and that.
你有没有想过, 对摩西来说, 做这个帐幕太简单了。
Have you ever thought that it's an easy task for Moses?
因为他连金字塔都能够做出来。
Because he can build a pyramid even.
那个时候读历史的人告诉我, 摩西就是那个能做金字塔的人。
Historians told us that Moses can build a pyramid.
您那么难做的做出来神啊，做这个帐幕不是很简单吗？
The pyramid is such a complicated structure, so isn't a tabernacle a very easy task?
如果我是神的话,
If I were God,
我就跟摩西说,
I would tell Moses,
摩西给我搞一个帐幕,
Fix the tabernacle for me,
最漂亮的就可以了,
The beautiful and the best.
那摩西一定做得很好,
And Moses would have done a spectacular job.
不,
No.
神很仔细,
God was very detailed.
那个门怎么做?
The door should be like this.
那个肚子怎么做?
The poles must be like this.
你要多大, 多小?
It must be that tall and that wide.
我不知道你们读这个 Exodus, 读出埃及记的时候, 你感觉怎么样?
I don't know how you feel when you read Exodus.
我说神你好啰嗦啊。
I was thinking that, oh God, you're so long-winded.
为什么你讲得那么细啊?
Why are you so detailed?
你再读。
If you continue to read it,
你发现神讲一次还不够啊,
you'll find that God not only said it once,
神再说一次,
God repeated himself.
那神你讲一次就够了。
I thought that once would be enough.
为什么?
Why did he do that?
神说你把这个会幕做起来, 我要在哪里与你相会。
You will build this tabernacle and I would abide with you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果连会幕神都那么注重,
If God is so detailed about the tabernacle,
那你的身体是圣灵的殿,
and your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit,
神不是更看重他吗?
Would he even be more picky about it?
今天太多人用英文说 abuse 他自己的身体。
A lot of people abuse their bodies.
他说我喜欢怎么做怎么做。
They say, I can do whatever I want.
哎呀,我看了实在难过。
And I'm heartbroken.
弟兄们, 姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你要知道你的身体是圣灵的殿。
You have to know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
第二个,
Secondly,
保罗说,
Paul said,
这个身子不但是你的,
Your body does not belong to you alone.
还是属于你的配偶的。
It belongs to your spouse as well.
神说你不能够主张你的身体,
So you're not the boss of your body.
No, you don't belong to yourself, but your husband. No.
Okay, your body does not belong to yourself, but your husband.
同样，这个丈夫的话说，你的身体不是单属于你自己，也在于你的wife，你的太太。
So God said to the husband, your body does not belong to you alone, but your wife as well.
我在这里大胆的讲。
Let me boldly say this.
在讲台上讲有点危险。
It's dangerous to do this on the pulpit.
你知道你的身体是属于你将来的配偶的吗?
Do you know that your body belongs to your spouse?
不单属于你。
It's not yours alone.
姊妹们，弟兄们，
Sisters, brothers,
不要随便给人家看啊。
Don't uncover yourself to anyone wishy-washy.
你不是，其实那个人如果不是你的配偶，你不能给他看的。
If that person is not your spouse, do not uncover yourself.
有的地方神要特特的把他藏起来。
There are some parts that are modest and needs to be covered.
然后到有一天，你要把它给你的另外一半看的。
And it's to be shared between you and your spouse.
你知道圣经里头说到很多的爱。
You know that there are many types of love described in scripture.
但只有夫妻的爱。
And only the love between man and woman, man and wife.
那是一个更深入的一个爱。
It's a deeper type of
love. 那是有身体接触的爱。
It involves physical contact.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你不能随便看一个人的身体。
You cannot uncover someone else wishy-washy.
为什么？
Why?
那可能不是你的。
Because it doesn't belong to you.
你明白我讲什么吗？
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
那今天所有的那些不应该看的东西。
And you, there are a lot of things that you ought not to see on the screen.
那些东西给我们看到什么？
And what do those things show us?
要我们说我们快乐就可以。
It brings us pleasures.
今天有所有所谓的 commercials, 那些所谓的商业的东西。
There are a lot of commercials.
要我们忘记了最基本的一个事情。
They cause us to forget one very basic fact.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
你的身体当然是你的。
Your body belongs to you, yes.
但也不单单是属于你的。
But it does not belong to you alone.
只有一个人有资格来碰你的身体。
Only one other person has the right to touch it.
有一个人有资格来看你的身体。
Only one other person has the right to uncover you.
那就是你的丈夫还是你的太太。
And that one is your spouse.
你要知道。
You have to know this.
你要把什么最好的情献给你另外的一半呢？
You have to save yourself for that person.
就是你的 purity.
And you have to save your purity for that person.
所以我弟兄姊妹啊。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你不要随便看啊。
So guard your eyes.
不要随便摸啊。
Guard your hands.
这可能不是你的。
Because what you see and what you touch may not belong to you.
如果你拿了你不该拿的。
If you touch what you ought not to touch.
那叫做什么？
What is that?
那叫做偷。
That's stealing.
你懂吗？
Do you understand?
所以我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
不要给仇敌欺骗。
Do not be deceived by the enemy.
我们英外国人常常说你能爱能够等。
There's this phrase that says true love waits.
我告诉你多一些。
Let me go into more detail.
不但能够等。
True love not only can wait.
能够停在那个地方。
True love can also stop.
因为一个真正的爱从来不会只满足自己的需要。
Because true love does not satisfy its own desires alone.
你的心是怎么样的心？
What is your heart like?
听我们讲个小故事。
Let me tell you a story.
英国一个很有名的写文章的人。
There's this very famous author in Britain.
他的名字叫 Malcolm Muggeridge.
His name is Malcolm Muggeridge.
他是个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
他的东西我不怎么建议你们去看。
I don't recommend you to read any of his books.
因为他的东西也不容易看。
Because his writings are very difficult to understand.
不过他有时候写的东西也蛮有意思。
But there are some interesting things that he penned down.
他写了一个他自己的故事。
He wrote down his own story.
他到了英国。
He was in England.
他是一个英国人。
He's British.
但是他被派到印度去。
But he was sent to India.
大概1920几年的时候。
In the 1920s.
那个时候英国人在印度那个地位很高。
You see that the British have a higher ranking than the rest in India.
你知道印度还有分的很多的阶级的。
Because in India, there are many classes of people.
那如果你是英国人在印度, 你是很高地位。
If you're British, then you have a very high and special status.
有一天,
One day,
早上他起来,
he woke up in the morning.
他走到河边,
he walked along the river.
他在哪里游泳,
he was swimming there.
他看到河的对岸,
and he saw across the bank
一个印度的女孩,
an Indian girl.
他远远看过去,
and he saw her.
他在这里洗澡,
and she was taking a bath there.
她看她身材非常的好,
and she was very beautiful.
这个英国的, 她就是gentleman了,
so this is a British gentleman.
她想,
he was thinking,
我是英国人,
I'm British.
她是印度的女孩,
she's Indian.
如果我去要了她,
if I take this woman,
她不能拒绝我,
she cannot refuse me.
所以他就游过去,
so he swam across the bank.
他用力地游,
and he swam across the bank.
他要游到那个女孩跟前,
and he came before that woman.
他要看她的身体,
and he looked at her.
他要得着她,
and he wanted her.
然后他就一直游,
and he was swimming across this bank.
他说那些水流, 那些current很强,
but the current was very strong.
好像阻止他游过去,
as though it's deterring him from reaching the other side.
但他看见这个女孩, 他越看越高兴,
but he was very delighted with that woman.
所以他就不管那些current, 他就用力游过去,
so he disregarded the current and he tried to swim across the bank.
当他游到那个女孩大概一尺的时候,
When he was about 1 feet away
from the woman, 那女孩就突然看见一个英国人来了,
and the woman saw this British person.
她很害怕,
and she was shocked.
但那个英国人更惊讶的是什么?
But the British person was even more surprised.
原来这个女孩是一个麻风的女孩,
he discovered that she's a leper.
一个眼睛瞎的,
and she was blind in one eye.
一个手指没有了,
and she was missing one finger.
他吓坏了,
he was shocked.
他一直游要去看这个女孩子,
he swam all the way through the current.
他远远看过去是一个漂亮的好身材的女孩,
from a distance she had a beautiful figure.
然后他自己说,
and then he said,
我不是看到一个 leper,
I didn't see a leper,
I see a leper in my heart.
I saw a leper in my heart.
明白我的话吗?
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
当我们在追求这些外面的事情的时候,
when we pursue outward things,
那些肉体的情欲,
when you pursue the lust of the flesh,
我要告诉你,
let me tell you,
当你一直来看,
when you see those things,
你里头是怎么样?
You would see what's truly inside you.
然后里头, 这个人说, 其实麻风, 早就在我心的里面,
and you discover that you had leprosy in your heart all along.
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天所有的色情的东西,
all these
pornography 都是给你好看, 那感觉都是很好看,
you would enjoy reading those things.
我enjoy这个是不太行哈, 但你看的时候, 他是要把最好的女孩子给你看,
they would present to you the most beautiful woman.
然后也, 现在我才晓得也有男孩的, 也把好的男孩给你看,
and they would place before you beautiful men.
但你有没有正在神的眼光来看,
but do you see them from God's perspective?
如果今天我给你看一个画报,
if I place before you a poster,
你投的人都不穿衣服的,
and if there's nudity involved,
不过每一个都是长了大马蜂的,
but they're all leprous,
有的没有鼻子,
some of them are missing a nose,
有的人没有一只手,
some of them are missing a limb,
有的人这个半边身都腐烂,
and parts of their body are eaten away,
你能有没有可能很有兴趣说，哎呦，我觉得真好看，觉得真好看。
Would you still have any interest to behold that?
说，哎呦，我太难看了。
And you should be so disgusted.
这是医学的东西吧？这是 medical journal.
It's a medical journal.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神怎么看呢？
What does God see?
当你去看那些东西的时候
When you read those things,
你要看神怎么看
You have to see what God sees
在神的眼里头
In the eyes of God
他们都是长大麻风的
They are all leprous
听明白我的话吗
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
今天在神儿女里头已经不该看见那个 purity
In the children of God today, you rarely see purity.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
听好我的话。
Listen carefully.
真的听我的话。
Listen carefully.
你的身体不单属于你的。
Your body does not belong to you alone.
你的身体也属于你将来的配偶的。
Your body belongs to your future spouse.
不能随便给人家看。
You cannot uncover yourself.
不能随便给人家碰。
You cannot let others uncover you wishy-washy.
这样你对不起你的配偶。
Then you would trespass against your future spouse.
如果你愿意。
If you're willing.
你来找我谈吧。
You can talk to me.
在讲台不能讲得太细哈。
I can't go into detail on the pulpit.
如果你愿意跟我谈，我可以讲得更辣一点。
I can go into greater detail if we go one-on-one.
第三个。
Thirdly,
性格
character.
第一个是 C, Christ.
The first C is Christ.
第二个 P 是 purity.
The second P is purity.
再来一个 C, character.
There's another C, character.
性格很重要
Character is very important.
我们刚才读了利百加的故事
We just read about the story of Rebecca.
你描写得太好了。
And it was a beautiful story.
她是一个最美丽的女孩。
And she was a beautiful young woman.
我想这个老仆人，他看着那么女孩过来，一定给这个漂亮的女孩吸引。
And that old servant was very attracted by this beautiful woman.
我也不知道这个老仆人从哪里知道这个是一个处女，从来没有人碰过她。这个老仆人怎么知道的？我不知道，他怎么能知道？
I have no clue how that old servant would know that she's a virgin and no man had known her.
因为他不可能跑去问，哎。
Because he couldn't ask.
那然后他回答，那是真的还是假的？你不知道。
And he wouldn't have known if she had lied to him.
因为是每个人都会撒谎嘛，说谎话嘛。
Because everyone can lie.
但圣灵在这里做个见证。
But here the Holy Spirit testified.
她是一个这样的孩子，一个这样的一个女孩。
She is a beautiful virgin.
那但是这还不够的。
But that was not enough.
那是需要她有好的性格。
She also has good character.
我要告诉在座所有的年轻人
Let me tell each and every one of you here.
如果你把你的 mission statement 写好
If you finish your mission statement,
我要告诉你
Let me tell you.
漂亮是最不可靠的
Beauty is the most unreliable thing.
因为漂亮会变的
Because beauty will change.
你今天认为漂亮
What you think is beautiful today,
可能明天就变成不漂亮了。
Maybe not beautiful tomorrow.
不过有个好消息。
But there's good news.
你今天感觉不漂亮的。
What you find not beautiful today.
可能明天你发觉它很漂亮。
Maybe very beautiful tomorrow.
你明白我讲什么吗
？Do you understand?
那当然了，我们人都要受外表的吸引。
Of course, most of us are attracted by outward things.
有很多男孩子都要追求漂亮的女孩，这是肯定。
And boys love beautiful women.
但是我要告诉亲爱的弟兄们。
But I have to tell the brothers.
美貌可能会变的。
Beauty is only skin deep.
我不好意思讲一些我同学的配偶，他的太太。
I don't really want to talk about my friend's wife.
其实讲起来对他们好像不太好。
It's not a good thing to talk about someone else's
wife. 大学的时候的校花。
It was a joke in university.
不是 joke, 她是校花，就是学校里最漂亮的女孩。
Oh, sorry.
你这。
One of my friend married the most beautiful woman in my university.
我再看到她, 我吓了一跳啊。
When I see her again, I was shocked.
怎么胖了那么多啊?
She is so fat today.
本来是个脸色瘦瘦的, 现在好像晒了两个包在里头一样啊。
She was so skinny and now she kind of blew up.
美貌不可靠的。
So beauty is not reliable.
那什么是可靠?
So what is reliable?
你的性格。
Your character.
那当然了，这个哎呀， 要讲起来太多东西要讲了。
Of course this topic is very vast.
那姊妹们不能因为性格好就够了， 你还要好好把自己弄好一点。
Of course sisters, you can't just rely on good character alone, you have to fix yourself.
那弟兄们不但是性格重要， 你还要不能穿得邋邋遢遢的。
And brothers, the same goes with you. You not only need good character, you need to put your act together.
哎呦，有些弟兄们，我看见他都受不了。
Some brothers I look and I'm so.
那你怎么会有女孩子会喜欢你呢？
How would anyone fall in love with you?
啊，那这个不讲，今天没有时间讲这些小事情。
And I don't have time to go into that detail.
我这两个点我要留意的，弟兄们、姊妹们要留意的。But
there's two points I want you to remember.
你的性格。
Your character.
这个老仆人怎么来跟利百加说？
What did the old servant say to Rebecca?
你能不能把些水给我喝？
Can you give me a drink?
你要知道那个时候在井里头打水，不像今天你打开水龙头那么简单呢。
You know to get water, it's not just turning on the faucet like you do today.
我想在座我给你们挑战。
I challenge you.
你到个井去打水看。
Try drawing water from a well.
我给你保证。
I would guarantee you.
你永远不能够打一桶水上来。
You won't get a pitch out of the well.
我试过啊。
Because I try.
因为那个桶泡不上掉下去了, 它就浮起来了。
Because when I dropped the pitcher, it floated.
一点水都没有。
I couldn't get any water.
你如果不知道怎么打, 这个桶永远不会沉下去的。
If you don't know how to get water, that pitcher won't go down.
你要有技巧的丢下去, 它这个桶才沉下去的。
It requires skill and talent.
然后你才把水很重的提上来。
Then you can get that water up from the well.
利百加打了水给老仆人喝。
And Rebecca draws water for that old servant.
然后不单停在这里。
And it didn't stop there.
我好不好也给你10匹骆驼打水。
Let me draw waters for 10 camels as well.
她没有这个必要。
She didn't need to do that.
因为这个老人家不过说我要一点水喝而已啊。
Because that old man only asked, can I have a drink?
但是她主动的。
But she proactively.
她就把水打给骆驼喝。
Draw water for his 10 camels.
那骆驼走了很远的路。
You see, those camels went a long distance.
你知道一匹骆驼要喝多少水呢？
Do you know how much water can one camel drink?
40个gallon.
40 gallons.
10匹骆驼400个gallon.
10 camels, that's 400 gallons.
你一个 pile, 一个桶有多少个gallon?
How many gallons is in that pitcher?
如果你一个桶只能够打1个gallon,
if that pitcher is only 1 gallon,
你就看见这漂亮的女孩。
And you see this beautiful woman.
她就站在井旁, 投下去拿起来, 投下去拿起来, 400次。
She draw water from the well 400 times.
再想想看,
think about it.
那个井不是她的。
That well is not hers.
所有人都在这里一起打水。
Everyone was there getting water.
都等着打那个水。
Everyone was lining up for that water.
哎，利百加，你好不好不要在这里站着打，你不要再打了吗？我还要打水的，你打水给那骆驼干什么？
Rebecca, you're taking up all this space and time. What are you doing with those camels?
好的品格。
She has good character.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不要只看见一个人的美貌。
Don't only look at the outward things.
把你眼睛打开。
Open your eyes.
大大的打开。
Open your eyes wide.
她怎么生活?
How she lives.
她日常的生活是怎么样?
And what does she do in her daily living?
她怎么做事情?
And what she does.
我鼓励年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I encourage young brothers and sisters.
如果你看上一个男孩子,
if you fall in love with a young man, if you're attracted to a young man,
对, 还是你看上一个女孩子,
or if you're attracted to a young woman,
先不要给她走得太近,
don't go too close to that person.
如果有机会跟她一起配搭服饰,
If you get a chance to serve together,
那你就明白他多一些,
then you would know that person better.
我亲爱的弟兄们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
我在这里要说,
I have to tell you,
你们这些弟兄们啊,
these brothers
气死我了,
really upset me.
真气死我,
you guys are so upsetting.
我可大胆地说,
let me tell you boldly,
我很少看到你们真的负责任啊,
I don't find many of you responsible.
你们都没有好的性格啊,
you guys don't have good character.
你只是想到我要找个怎么怎么的姊妹,
you only think, oh, I want this and this sister.
你的性格有没有好的培养?
Have you developed good character?
啊, 不要讲旁边太多的东西了,
I don't want to go any other, go to any other topic.
但你要知道, 我亲爱的人,
but you have to know this, brothers.
谁伤得你最深啊? Who hurt you the most?
Who would hurt you the most?
你最近的人伤得你最深。
The people closest to you would hurt you the most.
你知道吗?
Do you know that?
我跟他有距离, 他伤我很少。
I have some distance with this person, so that person cannot hurt me.
但谁跟我最近, 他能够最伤我。
But the people closest to you would have the ability to hurt you most.
懂我这句话吗?
Do you understand?
你爱谁最多, 你爱的那个人最能够伤你。
The person whom you love most would have the greatest ability to hurt you the worst.
对吗?
Isn't it so?
反过来,
and in other words,
谁爱你最多?
Whoever loves you the most,
你最有本事来向他,
you would look most like that person.
No, you have the ability to hurt him or her most.
Oh, sorry. The person whom you love most, you have the ability to hurt that person most.
好的品格很重要。
So good character is essential.
我不是看到多少难过的故事。
I see so many tragedies.
为什么?
Why?
就是因为他最近的人,最爱的人,伤他最深。
Because the person closest to them hurt them deeply.
所以我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
当你要爱一个人之前,
before you love someone,
你要知道,
you have to know,
你要准备好,
you have to prepare yourself.
全世界只有他有这个本事, 拿刀刺在你的心上。
That person is the only person in the world who can take a knife and stab it into your heart.
那不是真的差你了, 这是,
metaphorically speaking.
好了, 没有时间, 最后一个很重要。
And the last point.
还有一个P.
There's another P.
祷告。
Prayer.
为呢,你这个寻找配偶的事情, 放在你的祷告里面。
Pray about finding a mate.
需要祷告的。
It needs prayer.
保罗他怎么说?
What did Paul say?
在提摩太后书1章12节。
2 Timothy 1:12.
他说我知道我信的是谁。
I know whom I have believed.
我也知道他能够保守我所交给他的。
And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him.
你有没有把这个交给他呢?
Have you committed it to him?
如果你从来没有交过给他,
if you never committed this to him,
那主怎么保守呢?
Now how can God keep it?
你明白我讲什么吗?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
哎呀, 这个不是自然然的事啊。
This is not a natural thing.
我要问亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
I have to ask each of you,
如果你希望找个男朋友,
if you want to find a boyfriend,
如果你想找个女朋友,
if you want to find a girlfriend,
你有没有好在主面前跪下来说,
have you knelt down before the Lord and said,
主啊,
Lord,
为我预备,
prepare one for me.
我要为了这个,我要真的交在你的手里头。
I want to commit this into your hand.
我很喜欢讲这个故事。
I really love this story.
我记得好多年前,我们一家4个人到香港去。
I remember that many years ago, my family of four went to Hong Kong.
那时候我还带了一个皮包, 那个 briefcase.
And I took a briefcase with me.
小小的, 我所有文件都放在里头,
and I put all my documents there.
我的护照也放在里头,
my passport's in there.
我什么重要的东西放在里面,
all the important papers are in there.
如果你们坐飞机, 你知道,
if you have been on a plane, you would know.
你飞机下来,
after you disembarked,
然后有很多行李你要拿了,
you have many luggages you need to take care of.
然后我是唯一的男生,
and I was the only man in the family.
所以我就很用心的, 把这个皮箱啊什么都从那个行李袋里都提出来了。
So I got all the luggages out of the revolving luggage.
因为这三个都是女生嘛, 她们实在没有办法。
Because all the three other are women.
然后把所有的东西拿出来放在那个小车上的时候,
so I put all the luggages in that trolley.
我一转头,
when I turn around,
我那个 briefcase 不见了,
my briefcase disappeared.
那个比所有行李都重要, 你知道吗?
And that was more important than all the other luggages.
我的护照在里面,
my passport's in there.
我的钱在里面,
my money is in there.
我所有重要的文件都在里面,
all my important documents are in there.
然后我就问我的女儿了,
so I asked my daughter,
我的包包呢?
Where's my briefcase?
我的女儿怎么说?
What did she say?
Daddy 啊, 你没有叫我看啊。
She said, Daddy, you didn't ask me to keep an eye on it.
Reasonable, right?
Reasonable, isn't it?
爸爸, 你没有叫我看啊。
You didn't ask me to keep an eye on
所以你丢了,
it.
所以你丢了不关我的事啊。
So it's none of my business now that it disappeared.
如果你叫我看, 你丢了, 那是我的责任啊。
If you ask me to keep an eye on it and I lost it, then it's my responsibility.
但是你没有叫我看。
But you didn't tell me to watch over it.
你知道那个时候我真的一句话都讲不出来。
You know that I couldn't say anything at that point.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你有没有叫主替你看好?
Did you ask God to take care of this for you?
如果你从来没有跟主说, 主啊, 给我好好的看,
if you never asked the Lord to take care of this for you,
有一天你搞到焦头烂额的时候,
one day when you find yourself in a mess,
你怨谁来呢?
Who are you going to complain to?
祷告,
pray about it.
把这个事情交给主,
commit this matter to the Lord.
既然是主要开头,
if the Lord is to initiate this,
那你就让主来开始,
then let him initiate it.
然后你就听话就好了,
then you just need to obey.
只有祷告才是属灵的事情,
only prayer bring forth spiritual things.
如果你明白你结婚, 你的配偶, 不是单单外头的事,
if you understand that looking for a mate is not only an outward exercise,
还是有一个属灵的东西在里头,
there is a spiritual element in it,
那你就知道祷告是何等的重要,
then you realize how important prayer is.
弟兄姊妹, 我时间到了,
brothers and sisters, my time is up.
如果你愿意跟我谈,
if you're willing to share with me,
我是愿意跟你谈的,
I am willing to share with you.
但我给你保证,
but I will guarantee you,
我的话不一定能给你什么的帮助。
My words may not help you.
我不是那些所谓的恋爱顾问。
I'm not a marriage counselor.
但是,
but,
如果你需要有一个人听你的故事,
if you want someone to listen to your story,
你需要一个人从圣经的话里头给你一些的帮助,
if you need someone to give you biblical counsel,
我愿意来帮助你。
I'm willing to help you.
CP, CP.
CP, CP.
记得吗?
Can you remember these?
希望这成为你的帮助。
I hope that this would help you.
在这个路上走得好。
That you can walk on the way.
讨主的欢喜。
And please the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主求你保守坐在你跟前这些年轻人。
Dear Lord, please keep each and every one of us before you.
摆在他们前头的生活，主你知道。
The way before them, you know what involves.
主，我就求你把真正的祝福给他们。
I pray that you give them the true blessing.
不是地上世俗的祝福。
Not only the blessings of the earth.
是从天上来的。
But the blessings from heaven.
帮助他们。
Help them.
祷告靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.